Next year, brand new tugboats and barges will arrive in Prince William Sound with a big responsibility: to prevent another oil spill like the Exxon Valdez in 1989. But vessels aren't the only new element arriving next year. At a meeting held last week, the official citizens watchdog group for the Sound raised concerns about how new crews manning the vessels will be trained. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk has an update.
Louisiana-based Edison Shuest Offshore will soon replace Crowley Marine Services as the contractor providing the tugboats, equipment, and people, ensuring oil tankers move through Prince William Sound safely. Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, which operates the Trans-Alaska Pipeline and opted to make the switch to Edison Shuest last year, has already faced pointed questions. Those questions came from state regulators and the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council, a watchdog group. Earlier this year, the council commissioned a report that raised concerns about the vessel's design. At the Whittier meeting, council members who visited Louisiana to see the new tugs being built said they were impressed. This is Jim Herbert, who sits on the Oil Spill Prevention and Response Committee.
I'm not putting on my Edison Shuest hat now, but I do believe these are going to be some good boats.
But Brooke Taylor, a spokeswoman for the council, says they're still waiting on more testing and modeling to see if all their concerns can be put to rest. Beyond how the tugboats are built, Taylor says a big focus going forward will be making sure new crews are properly trained.
That questionable factor is always going to be people. If they're not properly trained, if they're not accustomed to a new environment, then you're going to have a weak link in the system, and that's where most accidents are going to be triggered from.
But what does proper training look like? Last week, the board discussed a report it commissioned concluding that new crews and equipment should be put to the test in 90th percentile conditions. In Prince William Sound, that means 22-knot winds and or 12-foot seas. The council hasn't officially decided to back the report's conclusions, but in 2003, it took the position that if it's unsafe to train in stormy weather conditions, Alyeska shouldn't operate in those conditions. During last week's meeting, Councilmember Amanda Bauer said she stands by that position.
I don't feel personally it's too much to ask. If you're going to make your money in it, then you need to prove that you can prevent it.
But Alyeska isn't on board with the idea. Mike Day, who is managing the transition for Alyeska, says training in more extreme conditions outlined in the report isn't a good idea because it could put crews at risk.
We believe that it's not critical or necessary to train in storms in order to be prepared to operate in storms.
New tugboats are expected to arrive in Prince William Sound in early 2018. Training for the new crews is expected to begin as early as next month. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.